For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, and talking today with Asheville's Ben Lovett, an artist who has just made the film score to the movie Synchronicity, a sci-fi film based about a scientist named Jim Beal, who invents a way to open a wormhole. The film explores what can go wrong if we had the chance to travel back in time and fix our mistakes, and kind of points out how many more problems this could create. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, Joe.
It's great to see another project at your website, benlovett.com. You can see 16 films that you've got credits for. How did you get on this path?
By accident, really. I was at the University of Georgia in Athens, and I met a group of kids who were making a movie. Someone had convinced them that I would be a good choice to do the music for it, which I disagreed with and contested and tried to convince them that there was no way I knew anything about doing that. They told me that they didn't know anything about making a movie, so, you know, why not? And that was almost 20 years ago. I kind of was convinced that just because you don't really know what you're doing is not a good enough reason to not try it anyway.
It looks like you know what you're doing now, though.
Yeah, except that every time I start a new project, I completely forget how I ever managed to do the previous one. I just have a minor panic attack at the beginning of every project, but eventually I kind of calm down and go, okay, I have somehow figured out how to get this done numerous times in the past. I'll figure this one out too.
Well, it's a visually stunning movie, and there are a lot of nods to film noir and maybe a bit of a steampunk kind of vibe to Synchronicity, and I think you've matched up the film score very well to that. You've got a lot of synthesizer elements and, you know, hints of Vangelis or maybe Tangerine Dream. How was it making that score?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, Jacob and I, the director, are close to the same age, and we grew up in the early 80s watching early sci-fi films with scores by people like Vangelis and Wendy Carlos and John Carpenter and people who were really pioneers of that early synthesizer movie sound. There's a difference between making something referential and something derivative, and we wanted to kind of build in a little bit of a love letter to that era, and it gave me an opportunity to explore into that world of, you know, old school analog synthesizer film scores that I had never tried before. The film doesn't get overly preoccupied with the mechanics of time travel, but I did want to help provide some element of technical sophistication and mathematical eloquence to support its role in the story. But stylistically, the film employs as much classic noir storytelling as it does science fiction, so an equal amount of the score is focused on just simply trying to create the right atmosphere and mood to give the characters the proper tonal support for the sort of mystery that's unraveling around them.
There were a lot of actors in this movie that I hadn't seen before, but there was one familiar face, Michael Ironside, who plays Klaus Meisner. Yep. How did you get him involved?
Jacob and Alex, the producer, somehow got a script to him, and he loved it. And it was a big win for the movie because it's a small-budget film. It's a very small-budget film. It's a lot less than one might even think looking at it. And, you know, to get a genre icon like Michael Ironside, who's been in Top Gun and Total Recall and just a million great movies, it was very cool to have him play the villain.
Collaboration seemed to be key to your work, and looking over some of the videos that you've made about the making of some of your other projects, like Black Curtain, which was filmed in Asheville. Tell us about that, and how do you pull this off? You've got a lot of friends, and they seem to come in and work for almost nothing or do it for a favor.
I think I've been really fortunate to get the benefit of a lot of professionals who are really talented and could be somewhere getting paid what they're worth. But a lot of that work tends to be, you know, commercial production and paid work that isn't necessarily the most creatively satisfying. And, you know, most of us, everybody, no matter what field you wound up in, you got into it wanting to make movies and or wanting to make records. So in a lot of these different situations, I think I've been fortunate to have people who want a little creative vacation to work on something that they do want to show their friends and their family and something that they can be really proud of. And I've just gotten really lucky that the groups of people who have rallied around my songs and my projects have really done it under the mission of creating art. Independent film is really interesting and presents its own unique set of challenges. A lot of times you don't have the budget or time to sort of paint your masterpiece. So those creative limitations can be a blessing, because a lot of times it's just a crisis of options that you have to work through and figure out where you're going to focus. And since there was such an extremely small window of time available to create this score, it was just a lot of going with my gut and relying on memory to sort of fill in the blanks of what those old movies sounded like. But fortunately, the palette we chose for the score kind of narrowed the playing field for me in a really positive way.
I see some themes that have run through Synchronicity and your other works like Ghost of Old Highways and Black Curtain. For example, the time travel element. And also from Ghost of Old Highways, you've got the main character who is basically fighting himself the whole way through, a little bit like Synchronicity. Is there anything purposeful about that, or how did that come about?
You know, I don't know. I feel like maybe some of that stuff is a manifestation of this point in my life, when you're at this kind of mid-30s and you're simultaneously aware of life or lives that you've had previous to this and the ones ahead. And some of that, I think, is just maybe conversation, the social conversation right now that seems to be lending itself towards duplicity and multiple versions of oneself, and the paradox of time travel and what that represents metaphorically seem to be part of the public discourse in some way. And writing and scoring themes to a character where there's multiple versions of what is essentially one person, I don't know why that's a need that I keep having to fill. Maybe it's because I feel like there's a lot of Ben Lovitz and I'm just constantly trying to figure out which one I am.
We're talking with Asheville's Ben Lovitz today about his new film score for the movie Synchronicity. Ben, tell us about the soundtrack and where we can see the movie.
The movie is out now. It is in theaters in select cities and on iTunes and Amazon to rent. And the soundtrack is out. And there is CD coming in about a week and vinyl coming out in the spring.
Ben, thanks for your time. It's been great talking with you.
Oh, always a pleasure.
We're going to leave you with a little bit of the music from Synchronicity. This is Time Travel by Ben Lovitz on WNCW.